Exclusive, Lara Trump, March the largest fundraising month for the RNC in history. By Hannah Knudsen on April 4, 2024. A single joint fundraising event between the Republican National Committee, RNC, and the Trump campaign raised $40 million, $14 million more than President Joe Biden's recent glitzy event. And March ended up being the largest fundraising month for the RNC in history, RNC co-chair Lara Trump said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily. This week it was announced that the Trump campaign and RNC raised a joint $65.6 million in March alone, bringing cash on hand to $93.1 million. Lara Trump provided greater perspective on this feat as the election is now less than 31 weeks away. Trump said when she and Chairman Michael Whatley took their positions, they did not have a great situation with cash, which is something Democrats love to point out. It took three presidents, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and God bless us all, the current president of the United States, as hard as it is to say, Joe Biden, to raise $26 million at the glitzy Radio City event last week. Lara Trump explained, providing the stark contrast by noting that it took just one president, former President Donald Trump as of this Saturday, in one single event to raise more than that. This is our first major fundraising event with our joint fundraising committee, Trump 47 Committee. This is a fundraising committee between the RNC and the campaign. We have $40 million that we've already raised for that single event. As of yesterday, we reported our March fundraising numbers. $65.6 million we have brought in just in the month of March, she said, describing the haul as the largest fundraising month for the RNC in history. We are taking this very seriously, she said, attributing the boost to the fact that people are realizing that this is truly a different RNC. We feel more comfortable now donating our money here, because we believe that the money will go towards the things that we care about. You ask, how is that money going to be used? Well, I just talked about the fact that we are going to be playing this game differently, right? We need to have people all across this country. We want volunteers, she said, emphasizing the need or poll watchers. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Lara Trump, April 4, 2024. We want people in every tabulation center across America. If you're an attorney, we want you also in every polling location and then every tabulation center because this way, if there is even the faintest hint of anything wrong in the moment, we can attack it and we can address it and we're not waiting weeks on end to bring lawsuits in this space, Trump said. We're making sure that we have a robust team across this country actually focused on winning and not only that, about getting out the vote, and engaging with things people like low propensity voters. These are people who always vote Republican. Or maybe only go to, you know, a polling location or vote in every three or four elections. We got to get them out this election cycle, she emphasized, also stressing the need to protect that vote. Election integrity is the number one thing we are focused on at the RNC right now because let's face it, if people do not believe we have free, fair and transparent elections, we cannot say we are the United States of America. So we have a whole host of ways we are ensuring that indeed this is a fair election, she said, explaining that there are 24 states with 81 lawsuits out right now across the country. These are designed to make it harder to cheat and easier to vote, she said, adding that the RNC is looking to put poll workers in addition to poll watchers. We have layer upon layer of ways that we are working to ensure that we get people out to vote, and that vote is protected, as we head towards November 5th. And the idea, Mike, is that we want to have so many people voting early for Donald Trump, that we swamp the system, that they cannot play catch up with us as we head towards Election Day, she added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.